You're listening to SBS News.
If you try to stop Adani in Townsville, in far north Queensland, you risk being told where to go. Campaigning about climate change ahead of coal mining jobs is a tough sell, but Wendy Tubman from the Stop Adani Townsville group is undeterred.
When people realise that this is not the number, this is not the saviour for Townsville, we've been, it's like a cargo cult now. Yeah, Adani will save us, Adani will save us. They've been saying that since 2011. People are awake up to it. And I would like to think that people will balance the, any potential benefit from Adani, small as it might be, against the potential huge cost.
The Indian-owned coal mine and rail project in the Galilee Basin has become synonymous with climate change. In the most marginal seat in Australia, Labor held Herbert in Townsville, and for many regional residents, though, the election is about one issue.
I would like to see that the locals get more jobs before anyone else.
You know, it's more important that we have jobs for our children.
It's good for opportunity for the people, but I don't know for the climate change, no?
Adani opened its headquarters almost 2 years ago in Townsville, promising thousands of jobs. With unemployment in the region at about 8%, that's the message locals wanted to hear, but those figures have since been revised down, along with the size of the mine. From Townsville down to Mackay and Rockhampton, there are three marginal coalition seats in play. Mackay Regional Council Mayor Greg Williamson says it's all about coal.
Anybody who attacks that is attacking the basic underpinning of our workforces here in this area. What does it mean? About 18,000 jobs in our region. Coal's not going to go away anytime soon. We've got the best steaming coal in the Galilee Basin, probably in the world. It just makes a lot of sense to be able to deliver that to the world, earn money for Queensland, earn money for the Australian economy, create jobs in the north.
The coalition backs the Adani mine. Labor's support is qualified, but both are also juggling strong anti-Adani sentiment in marginal southern urban electorates. Steve Smythe is the district president of the CFMEU Mining Union and worries about real jobs.
I mean, we've seen under an LNP government what happens, what's happening in the coal industry with massive casualisation, the highest level ever, and we've seen where they'll support the mining bosses, not the mining workers.
Labor is under pressure from within, with Steve Smythe calling on local candidates to pledge their support for Adani.
Labor needs to be clear on that. I mean, from what I've heard, that the Labor Party says if it meets the regulatory requirements, it stacks up, then it goes ahead, and I think that's where it's at.
The fallout from the end of the mining boom in recent years has hit retail traders on the high streets in Queensland's coal belt. Lucy Downs is owner of the Gecko Boutique in the Townsville CBD's main shopping street.
More jobs translates into an economy that can bounce back. I can see that definitely. I do have my own questions about whether Adani is the catalyst for this. I'm sure that there will be quite a lot of work for the construction of the mine, but it's the ongoing jobs that I'd like to see.
Lucy Downs has advocated for diversifying the region's economic base, especially with the Great Barrier Reef just offshore. One of the world's great natural wonders, it's been suffering the effects of climate change attributed coral bleaching.
Now, I'm not sure that Adani stacks up with that. I'm a big supporter in maintaining a strong and robust tourist industry instead.
Aboriginal unemployment in the region is especially high. Adani has promised jobs for the native title holders along its proposed rail line, like Uncle Cole McLennan, who heads Indigenous training and employment company Jenga Operations.
The Adani for Jenga is to create jobs for us, you know, and I think it's got to affect us if it doesn't happen. But we want it to really happen, and we've been positive 8 years, you know.
For Uncle Cole, political backing for the mine counts.
You know, and I've always been a Labor man. You know, I'm not frightened to say that. But the way things are looking now, things could change, because, what the way I feel, Labor wouldn't get my vote.
The Adani rail line also runs through Birria country, where Ken Dodd is a traditional owner and lawman.
Our main concerns is, you know, the artesian basin and everything like that, and the water and the land that doesn't need to be open. We have enough mines in our country without having to open up the Galilee.
Adani is the vanguard for opening up the Galilee Basin to a number of other major coal mines. Past experience makes Ken Dodd doubt the jobs mantra.
None of these targets or outcomes are even being reached by these proponents. So by using the old business and opportunities and jobs and everything like that, it's the same old social licensing we hear all the time as traditional owners in negotiations.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.